Gilbert.
Going back to Gallen for a minute, Tori, what do you kind of project for him innings-wise this year? Is there going to be like an innings limit for him given the way last year, you know, the shortened season?
Yeah, it's something that we've thought about and talked about as a staff. And obviously the medical team will be tied into this as well. And we'll get a final number and we won't exceed that. What that number is has not yet been determined. And you're right, it's a great question. Everybody needs to be mindful of the workload that they had last year, and jumping from, you know, 60, 70 innings up to 200 is not going to necessarily be safe for everybody. But like I said, our medical team does a really, really good job of dissecting that, and we'll come up with a conclusion, and we'll stay with that number, but it hasn't been determined yet.
Tori, along those lines, I mean, obviously Zach's a very important pitcher for you guys. If you guys are in a playoff hunt, you want him pitching. Does that mean you have to be kind of creative on the front end to maybe skip him or give him an extra day, you know, when the schedule accommodates that?
Yes, you're exactly right. So, you know, you guys have been around us long enough. Every once in a while, we jump into a six-man rotation to give guys an extra day, or we get creative with days off. And, you know, there's a design in that. You know, as far as the other piece of it, you know, if we're winning the game 9-1 and he's through five clean, you know, do I take him out of the game to preserve innings? I haven't thought about that part of the equation. I know that's probably what you guys might be thinking could happen, but you know, we want to win as many baseball games as possible and have Zach Gallen throw as many of those innings as possible. So, you know, we have to be creative and we have to be smart. So we'll make some adjustments throughout the course of the year.